Welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Songs of the Pagan Tribe podcast, a member of the Circle Sanctuary Network. On this show, we'll be featuring a wide variety of magical music by pagan musicians. My name is Kern Greenman, your host in exploring the pagan music that moves pagans.
This is Songs of the Pagan Tribe with your host, Kern Greenman. Welcome to episode 25, entitled Fur, Fin, and Feather, featuring music by pagan artists singing about our co-inhabitants of the earth, the animals. They are literally all our relations. 4 foot, 2 foot, and many feet, with claws or paws or wings, scales, skin, or feathers, all of us, human and animal, share DNA, from mouse to elephant, from the lowly sponge to the mighty whale. We are all one family in one ecological system, each fulfilling its role in nature. Pagans recognize the special connection we have with animals, and we honor them, we care for them, and we sing about them. Our opening song in this animal episode is a chant from Anne Hill entitled Fur and Feathers.
Fur and feathers and scales and skin, different without but the same within. Many a body but one the soul, by all creatures are the gods made whole. Fur and feathers and scales and skin, different without but the same within. Many a body but one the soul, by all creatures are the gods made whole. Fur and feathers and scales and skin, different without but the same within. Many a body but one the soul, by all creatures are the gods made whole. Fur and feathers and scales and skin, different without but the same within. Many a body but one the soul, by all creatures are the gods made whole. Fur and feathers and scales and skin, different without but the same within. Many a body but one the soul, by all creatures are the gods made whole. Fur and feathers and scales and skin, different without but the same within. Many a body but one the soul, by all creatures are the gods made whole.
We just heard from Anne Hill with her chant, Fur and Feathers, from her Circle Round CD, which can be found on Amazon Music and on YouTube.com. Our next musical artist has written numerous songs about animals, like ravens and cats and kittens and rabbits and mice and dragons, as well as were-owls, a girl with a lion's tail, a boy with hooves, and more. I'm talking about S.J. Tucker, Queen of the Bards, and we're going to hear her song of trepidation about an alligator in the house.
There's an alligator in the house. A toothy grin appears beneath my chair. A scaly tail goes sliding out of sight. Now it's gone, was it ever there? Something odd has moved into the house. Reptilian tracks lead underneath the bed, and all the cats are tasty, fat, and scared, though I doubt we've lost any yet. So what's the big deal? Doesn't everyone have an alligator somewhere, somehow? just caught her napping in the living room. She was dozing on the velvet couch, and the cats were sleeping there too. There's an alligator in the house. No one seems to mind except for me. Well, at least she doesn't eat the cats. I suspect she'd rather eat me. There's an alligator in the pit. She is dancing wildly with the snakes to win them over to her cause. She will do whatever it takes. They think I don't see their little smiles as they plan reptilian overthrow. But I hear them talking in my dreams. They will not be sad to see me go. So what's the big deal? Doesn't everyone have an alligator somewhere, somehow? And maybe this one has always been here, but I never noticed it till now. And hungrily she lies. There's an alligator in the house. Today she joined me for a spot of tea. She helped herself to raspberries and cream, and she didn't leave any for me. Well, I thought that I had seen it all, but this alligator proved me wrong. Like a lady as she drank her tea, she sang to me this little song. So what's the big deal? Doesn't everyone have an alligator somewhere, somehow? I know that you'd miss me if you found me gone, though you never noticed until now. So what's the big deal? Doesn't everyone have an alligator somewhere, somehow? And maybe this one has always been.
You just heard S.J. Tucker singing Alligator in the House, a song written by her friend and cellist on the recording, Betsy Timmy. This song is from S.J.'s Sirens CD, available at sjtucker.bandcamp.com, and you can also find her concert schedule at sjtucker.com. Coming up now, a threefer of songs, all about our feathery friends. First, we'll feature Celia Farren singing Little Broken Wing, then Sarah Pirtle with Mama Crow, and thirdly, Lou Guru with the song The Raven's Return. Spread your wings and open your ears and enjoy.
I found a little bird outside of Tommy Macomb's park. Saved him from the tires of a yellow taxi cab. To leave a hurting creature sure must be a sin. I always was a sucker for a little broken wing, and it's high-diddle-dee. I named him Little Tommy, and it's high-diddle-day. What would the neighbors say? For I am no bird. I can sing, but I can't fly. But I promised Little Tommy I would try. So I tried. I took that little bird everywhere I would go. into the subways on my way home. His nest was a basket filled with daisies. The passengers were startled to hear the flowers sing. And it's hi, diddle dee. I named him little Tommy. And it's hi, diddle day. What would the neighbors say? For I am no bird. I can sing, but I can't fly. But I promised little Tommy I would try. So I tried. And his feathers grew out and his wings grew strong. I played him Tommy Make'em, little Tommy sang along. For that little bird my heart stayed true. But I am no bird, there's only so much I could do. I've never been the mother to any living thing. But I've always been a sucker for a little broken wing. The tears rolled down my cheeks when I stood there on the bay and watched that daisy basket as it drifted away. And it's hi, diddle dee, farewell to little Tommy. And it's hi, diddle day. I tried in every way, but I am no bird. I can sing, but I can't fly. Now it's goodbye to little Tommy, it's goodbye. Well, at least I tried. I had found a little bird outside of Tommy Make'em's boat. Saved him from the tires of a yellow taxicab. To leave a hurting creature sure must be a sin. I always was a sucker for a little broken wing.
Mama, mama crow, fly up so high. Mama, mama crow, fly up to the mountain. What do you see as you pass by?
I see 12 deer running down the mountain. 11 buffalo running so free. 10 campfires with people stirring food pots. 9 ears of corn just awaiting for me.
Mama, mama crow, fly up to the mountain. Mama, mama crow, fly up so high. Mama, mama crow, fly up to the mountain. What do you see as you pass by?
I see 8 streams rolling down the mountain. 7 little fishies just a-swimming so free. 6 sparks of lightning on the mountain. 5 rain clouds just a-waiting for me.
Mama, mama crow, fly up to the mountain. Mama, mama crow, fly up so high. Mama, mama crow, fly up to the mountain. What do you see as you pass by?
I see 4 stars rising up the mountain. 3 little crows awaiting in their nest. 2 hoot owls saying night is coming. 1 moon telling me it's time to rest.
Mama, mama crow, fly up to the mountain. Mama, mama crow, fly up so high. Mama, mama crow, fly up to the mountain. What do you see as you pass by?
What do you see as you pass by?
To the soul, for the people lost direction and forgot the ways of old. So the ravens took the magic and carried it away. Wake up, one raven cried, we'll return someday. Then the ravens flew to the secret place inside the raven wood. By a waterfall and a sacred grove that through all time has stood. Then the magic made them silent through the years unheard. But the silence has been broken and the ravens start to stir. Now the goddess dances in the hills with flowers in her hair. And there's freedom on the west wind as more people learn to care. There's a feeling, can't you feel it? It comes from everywhere. Cause the ravens are flying and there's magic in the air. The ravens are in flight again. I saw them in the sky. And they're bringing back the magic because the goddess is alive.
We just took in a threefer of avian tunes, first with Little Broken Wing by Celia Farren from The Bard of Armagh, a tribute to Tommy Macon CD. We'll hear again a little later in the show from Celia with a special song, and you can find all her songs on celiaonline.bandcamp.com, and her events calendar is found at celiaonline.com. The second Airborne song we heard was Mama Crow from Sarah Pirtle. You can find her music at gentlewind.com/titles.htm and look under the artists list for Sarah Pirtle. And learn more about the artist and peace educator herself at sarahpirtle.com. And that's spelled Sarah, P-I-R-T-L-E.com. And thirdly, we heard a song about magic returning with The Raven's Return by Lou Guru. Lou's music can be found at louisguru.bandcamp.com. Next up on Songs of the Pagan Tribe, Spiral Rhythm with Children's Totem. And then Divine Mother by Beverly Frederick.
Cats, dogs, bunnies, frogs, snakes, and wriggly things. Bears, bats, furry rats, anything that sings, anything that hops, crawls, flies, or swims in the salty sea, is a thing that's God has touched, and so a friend to me. Cats, dogs, bunnies, frogs, snakes, and wriggly things, bears, bats,
furry rats, anything that sings, anything that hops, crawls, flies, or swims in the salty sea, is a thing that's got his touch, and so a friend to me. Cats, dogs, bunnies, frogs, snakes, and wriggly things, bears, bats, furry rats, anything that sings, anything that hops, crawls, flies, or swims in the salty sea, is a thing that's got its touch, and so a friend to me. Cats, dogs, bunnies, frogs, snakes, and wriggly things, bears, bats, furry rats, anything that sings, anything that hops, crawls, flies, or swims in the salty sea, is a thing that's got its touch, and so a friend to me. Cats, dogs, bunnies, frogs, snakes, and wriggly things, bears, bats, furry rats, anything that sings, anything that hops, crawls, flies, or swims in the salty sea, is a thing that's got his touch, and so a friend to me.
I could be, my mind is buzzing round the blue lotus feet of my divine mother, my divine mother. I could be, my mind is buzzing round the blue lotus feet of my divine mother, my divine mother. I could be, my mind is buzzing round the blue lotus feet of my divine mother, my divine mother. I could be, my mind is buzzing round the blue lotus feet of my divine mother, my divine mother. I could be, my mind is buzzing round the blue lotus feet of my divine mother, my divine mother.
This is Songs of the Pagan Tribe, with less talk and more pagan music. We heard Children's Totem by Spiral Rhythm from their Roll of Thunder CD, procurable at spiralrhythm.net and at spiralrhythmband.bandcamp.com. This was followed by the chant Divine Mother by Beverly Frederick, a song about the buzzing of ritual in worship around the goddess. Beverly now lives in Portugal, but originally is from Los Angeles, California, USA, and her CDs are available at beverlyfrederick.org. Pagans have long found wisdom in the animals, even from ancient pagan times. There was once a pagan named Aesop whose stories of interacting animals helped explain life's lessons, like the following story about the old lion and the fox.
Aesop's Fables. The Old Lion. A lion, enfeebled by age and no longer able to procure food for himself by force, determined to do so by cunning. Betaking himself to a cave, he lay down inside and feigned to be sick. And whenever any of the other animals entered to inquire after his health, he sprang upon them and devoured them. Many lost their lives in this way, till one day a fox called at the cave, and having a suspicion of the truth, addressed the lion from outside instead of going in, and asked him how he did. He replied that he was in a very bad way. "But," said he, "why do you stand outside? Pray come in." "I should have done so," answered the fox, "if I hadn't noticed that all the footprints point towards the cave, and none the other way."
That was The Old Lion and the Fox from the ancient pagan Aesop. And in the style of Aesop, Ginger Ackley presents an illuminating song about a crow, a dove, a robin, and a peacock, entitled The Crow's Tale. Let's listen.
The crow, he said as he looked at himself in the lake. There never was such a beauteous bird that the gods on earth did make. What a creature fine, how my eyes do shine, and happier I can't be. Oh, never will I see on the land or on the sea such a lovely, lovely bird as me. The crow did see us sitting by the side of the lake. A pure white dove sent from above, and the crow felt his poor heart break. What a creature fine, how her feathers shine, to the dove the crow did say. Oh, never will I see such a lovely bird as thee, what a happy, happy bird you must be. The dove to the crow then spoke, I once did think that true. Till a robin red-breast did sit upon her nest, I was plain as could be, now I knew. What a creature fine, how her red feathers shine, so the crow to the robin said. Oh, never will I see such a lovely bird as thee, what a happy, happy bird you must be. The robin red-breast to the crow then spoke, I once did think that true. Till a peacock fine did pass the time with his feathers of green and blue. What a creature fine, how his tail did shine, so the crow to the peacock said. Oh, never will I see such a lovely bird as thee, what a happy, happy bird you must be. Peacock looked at the crow and he sighed, I once did think that true. But my freedom's gone, to a zoo I belong, so I yearn for the sky of blue. Now I look to see how the crow flies free, and it makes me sad and blue. Oh, never will I see such a lovely bird as thee, what a happy, happy thing to be you. What a creature fine, how your eyes do shine, but your joy I'll never know. Never will I see on the land or on the sea such a happy, happy bird as the crow.
You're streaming Songs of the Pagan Tribe, a Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. For info on more Circle Sanctuary podcasts, listen to the blurb following this episode. We just heard The Crow's Tale by Ginger Ackley from the Wee Folk Stomp CD found at gingerackley.bandcamp.com and gingerackley.com. There's still more music for this episode. Coming up, Brian Henke with Bees Are Making Honey, about enjoying nature on a farm. And then a song about restless nights entitled The Hour of the Wolf by Songliker of Highland.
The dog is sleeping in the yard, cat's in the barn, morning birds are singing hallelujah to the sun. Go on sleeping, love, I'll make the coffee on this lazy summer morning. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Life is sweeter now that you are here with me, lying in my arms the night before. I wonder if our love is what you're dreaming. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. The dog is stretching in the sun. Cat's in the corn. Morning birds are singing. Hallelujah, a new day is born. I'll bring your coffee to you as you're waking. Sunlight through the window on your sleepy smile. On this lazy summer morning, grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey.
Thank you.
We heard the gentle and idyllic Bees Are Making Honey by Brian Henke from his Dance with the Fireflies CD. Brian's music can be found at ReverbNation.com/Brian Henke, and Henke is spelled H-E-N-K-E. And we heard Hour of the Wolf by Songliker, two members of the band Heilung, which can be found at heilung.bandcamp.com, and Heilung is spelled H-E-I-L-U-N-G. It is now time for the final song of this episode of Fur, Fin, and Feather on Songs of the Pagan Tribe. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard here, please tell your friends and visit us on the Songs of the Pagan Tribe Facebook page, like and comment. And now our last song of the episode, a very special tune of Celia Farren's, currently unavailable on her CDs, originally from her Creative Symphony days. The song was inspired by Celia's friend, Lori Whalen, who found some cute monkey hats and then harassed Celia until she wrote a song about monkeys. And thus, Celia's song, Monkey Attack, was born. And so we leave you with this very fun monkey song by Celia Farren, and we ask you to remember to love and bless all our relations, human and animal, and blessed be.
Okay. You'll be singing in the rain, cause this little monkey ditty will be lodged in your brain. So, bye, 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 monkey.
Join us on the next episode of Songs of the Pagan Tribe podcast, when we'll continue to feature the pagan music that moves pagans. Till then, be sure to listen to our other Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts. This again is Kern Greenman on Songs of the Pagan Tribe. Thank you for listening, and blessed be. Songs of the Pagan Tribe is the newest member of the network of podcasts sponsored by Circle Sanctuary, which includes, first of all, Lunatic Mondays with Reverend Laura Gonzalez, with Pagan Topics and It's Where Anything Can Happen. New shows are on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. Then there's Circle Talk with Reverend Deborah Rose, featuring Pagan Topics and Pagan author interviews and more. It's new on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. And then there's Circle of Nature with Reverend Selena Fox, with teaching and ritual on nature spirituality. It's on the third Wednesday of every month. Be sure to check out Blue Marble with Reverend Char Bear on ecology and how to put your green faith into action. It's new on the third Friday of the month. And then there's Paganos del Mundo in Spanish, and Pagaos do Mundo in Portuguese, hosted by Reverend Laura Gonzalez with guest speakers from around the world. And it's new every Saturday. These podcasts are available for download from Blog Talk Radio or from most major podcast platforms.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow nature-centered paths. Join us throughout the week for various programming connecting with the community around the world. Please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN Podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. Until next time, many blessings.